This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Iowa Congressman Steve King, Republican from the Hawkeye State's 5th Congressional District, and he's also the sponsor of what I believe is the first effort to repeal the health care bill passed late Sunday in the House of Representatives. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Greg.
Well, unlike the bill itself, I can actually hold the legislation that you've sponsored because it's on one sheet of paper and really only takes about four lines. Explain what it does.
It just repeals the Senate version of the bill. I almost said socialized medicine bill. That does that, too. We can do all of that with 40 words and one piece of paper. If we would have had 40 Democrats with convictions, we wouldn't have to do this. And that is actually how it's come down. But I was the last member of Congress to leave the Capitol on early Monday morning after that bill had passed. And as I went home and I thought, well, I'm going to get some rest, but I couldn't sleep, so I did a bill draft request just shortly after they opened for business yesterday morning, and I'm right now accumulating original co-sponsors on that legislation, and there are others that have the same idea, and we're going to move forward to work as hard as we can to repeal this bill that the president's was scheduled to sign. And it is going to be an effort that's going to be broad throughout all the Republicans here in Congress, but it's also I want to say that this has a purpose. Even though we would have to face a potential veto of President Obama, and if we can get this bill passed, and that all of that is difficult, we have to put the marker down. We have to work in this direction and tell the American people where we're going. And when November comes, if we make this case to repeal Obamacare to the American people, and they return new majorities to this Congress, repealing Obamacare becomes a mandate that'll be served up at that period of time. So it has a policy objective, it has a political objective. If we don't make the case, then we just run for re-election and then get sworn in here in January of 2011. We don't have a mandate unless we make the case to the American people.
Congressman, on the policy side, you said if you had been able to find 40 Democrats willing to stand with you on Sunday, this wouldn't be necessary. How hard is it going to be to find 40 Democrats to stand with you on repeal?
Well, they're going to hear from their constituents. I mean, even Bart Stupak has to go home. And so I actually would not want to do that if I were he. But the American people are going to be weighing in. They are not over being angry. They're not over the frustration of watching their will be defied by the elected leadership and majority here in the House and the Senate. And so I will say that there were 212 that voted no on the bill. And we had one resignation shortly after that for a gentleman to go home and run for governor. So there are 211 that in this Congress have voted no. If they will all sign on to the repeal legislation, and then we just need seven more to get to 218, in which case the Speaker has to allow the bill to come to the floor with no amendments. So we could get to this point. It's possible. If the American people weigh in, it's possible that we could pass repeal out of the House. I talked with Jim DeMint yesterday, and he's working the same agenda in the Senate. I mean, it is possible that we could force this to the president's desk. It seems unlikely today, but a lot of things are unlikely in this world that come to pass.
Congressman King, as I'm sure you've heard members of the Obama administration and other Democrats say, repeal and even running on repeal in November is going to be difficult because you're essentially running against some of the ideas that both parties find popular because it's in this legislation. The end of denial of coverage for pre-existing conditions, limits for coverage at a certain point, being able to put your kids on your plan till they're 26. You have to run against that if you're running against the whole bill. Do you see that as a big problem?
I see that as White House talking points, and that's all. If it doesn't weigh up against what they're doing to the American people, sending 17,000 IRS agents out to come into our kitchens and audit our tax returns and spending $10 billion to do that and imposing a tax on every American and for the first time in history requiring a product that has been produced or approved by the federal government to be bought by every American. And some of their talking points are just plain weak and specious, such as Nancy Pelosi speaking that now finally children will get health care. Well, we have S-CHIP. I called it socialized Clinton-style Hillary care for illegals and their parents. But that is, S-CHIP covers up to 300% of poverty. So every child that has access to health insurance today This bill doesn't do a lot for children, given that S-CHIP is the law of the land today. That's one of their specious talking points. There are many. But one thing they were not willing to do was take a single dime out of the pocket of the trial lawyers. That's between $200 and $650 billion a year. We need to go after that. That is real savings, and we have real solutions here. But we do not need to be expanding the dependency class in America in order to expand the political class of the liberals. That is what they're doing. They know it. And if you could get them to look you in the eye and speak honestly, that's what they would tell you. But it's about political expansion and creating the dependency, and that's part of their talking points. We need freedom and we need liberty in America if we're going to have the vitality that has made this the greatest nation in the world. And we've got to take this country to the next level of our destiny, up, not down.
We're talking with Iowa Congressman Steve King. And, sir, you mentioned a moment ago that even Bart Stupak has to go home, which brings us to the abortion deal he made with the White House that apparently put the Democrats over the top. Essentially, he couldn't strike a deal with Nancy Pelosi, so the White House made a deal with him to ban taxpayer-funded abortions inside an executive order. Huge debate, obviously, about whether that is binding given the legislation passed. Some, in addition to him, thought that was good enough. Others said no. What's your thought on the significance of this executive order?
Listen, it was any port in a storm for the Stupak dozen. That was an executive order that could, in effect, amend the will of the United States Congress has got to be completely unconstitutional. If the president could change the law, then why didn't he just sign an executive order to put his Obamacare in place? And this isn't just me talking, Greg. I have experience with this. And when I was in the state Senate, and when the current Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, was governor, he tried to amend the code of Iowa with an executive order in a very similar issue. And I took him to court and won that court case. It's on the books. It's called King versus Vilsack. They vacated the governor's executive order because he was attempting to legislate by executive order. That's a clear violation of the separation of powers doctrine in Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution. All legislative power shall be vested in the Congress in the United States, and that will be, I think, clearly decided. That executive order can't be sustained. It was just someplace. It's the smallest fig leaf for people that postured themselves as pro-life Democrats.
Well, we'll take a look at your legislation to repeal the whole bill as it gains more momentum, and we'll see what happens both, as you mentioned before, on the policy front and on the political front in a few months. Congressman, always great to have you with us. Thank you.
Always glad to be with you. Thank you, Greg.
Iowa Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th Congressional District, and he's also the sponsor of an effort now to repeal the health care bill signed into law today by President Obama. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.